Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Sonoro.
Sonoro and the Mashup Americans present Love and Noreban.
When one thinks of serving one's country, images of large rolling tanks, deep-diving submarines, and high-flying jets come hand-in-hand with the feelings of patriotism. There's even a kind of glory to digging trenches. Unfortunately for Chesan, his patriotism would be limited to tedious office work. You see, once recruits of the Korean military finish their 5 weeks of basic training, they're assigned jobs for the duration of their conscription based on their skill set. If you had a truck driving license, you might drive trucks for 2 years. If you were a sous chef in civilian life, you might be a cook in the mess hall. You can guess why Chesan ended up where he did. It was as if he couldn't escape the corporate world, only this time, there'd be no real opportunities for growth or getting out of his comfort zone.
Chung-sung. Yes, sir. I'll let the colonel know.
전화. Oh, your highness. Of course you're in here soaking up all the good AC, while the rest of us bottom feeders break our backs in the sun.
Good to see you too, Chung.
Good to see you too, Chung. You're not the only who speak English.
Happy to teach you if you want.
You might be better than me off base, but in here, your money ain't shit.
Is there something you wanted?
Captain wants to see you, bootlicker. Your office is filthy. You better clean up before he finds out. Bitch.
I just organized those. Chung-sung.
Tail. Smoke?
No, I don't. Thank you, sir.
How's it feel, kid? Halfway through. Your quartermaster tells me that you're still not getting along with your unit.
Working on it.
Don't take it personal. Not everyone is as rich and lucky as you.
That's what everyone keeps telling me.
A piece of advice from your captain? Try to keep all that highbrow English to a minimum. It's not good for company morale.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not done with you.
Yes, sir.
What's with your face?
My face?
You've got great skin, and I can't get rid of my acne. What kind of moisturizer do you use?
Chona!
She hasn't listened to any of my voice memos.
Chona!
Iba! Hey, shitheads! I want your phone signed back in at 8 p.m. sharp, or that's extra toilet scrubbing duties. I'm talking to you, Choi.
Chona!
Hello? Are you there? It's not like I've been waiting for you. Hey! Give that back.
Oh, hello. How are you? This is Chona. I love you so much, girlfriend. ABC.
Like I said, if you want my help, I can teach you English.
You hear that, boys? He thinks we need his help.
Whatever.
We don't need your help, rich kid. You ain't shit. Your money ain't shit, and your daddy ain't shit.
You're right. Who I am and what I have don't matter. None of it saved me from coming here. Here! You want my stuff? You can have it. None of this shit changes anything. We're still stuck here and it fucking sucks.
Ah, come on.
You guys ever wonder what we're doing here? Why we're doing all this?
Oh, snap. Tona's lost it.
Okay. Alright.
Alright. How about them English lessons, Chona? You still down to teach us bottom feeders?
Fuck no. You can kiss my ass.
The ass is nice.
Get out of here.
Oh, Chesun. Is it 8 already? You've only had your phone for an hour.
Just checking my phone in early.
What gives?
It's distracting.
About time, soldier.
Wow. Anna, how many voice memos is that from Chesun? Have you listened to any of them?
I've listened to them. Some.
What if it's urgent?
Then he would have called and left a voicemail.
What did he say when you told him about the rent hike?
Yeah, basta.
Wow. I can't believe you haven't told him. That's why you're avoiding him.
He's in a war zone, Vale. These are champagne problems.
I'm pretty sure that neither Korea has attacked in decades.
That's not the point.
Okay, I still think that he would want to know, Anna.
Don't you have midterms to study for?
Hey, don't slam your plates. Steven Yeun hates it.
I don't know, Anna. It just feels really risky.
My grandparents opening this restaurant was risky.
Anna, Federica wants to speak with you.
Come in. Come in. What is it?
¿Es verdad, Anna?
Of course we're not shutting down.
¿Qué le pasó a Nico? ¿Por qué Mark ahora trabaja en la cocina?
He's on maternity leave.
We let him go while Dominique's pregnant?
No, we're obviously...
What? Oh, we're lying.
No, we're just cutting back. But I promise you, Don Dago's is not closing. This is our home. You and the staff are my family. I am not going to let you down.
Solo dime la verdad cuando estés lista.
Federica.
Mira, yo solo quiero la verdad. El personal y yo nos la merecemos.
Of course.
I guess now would be a good time to tell them.
Vale.
Or sell your watch. I mean, you're not even listening to his voice memos.
Valentina, Cristina, Carolina.
Don't let her finish your name.
She's so close. Why not?
Why don't you go downstairs and help Federica jar the rest of the salsa?
What? But I don't need to...
Please?
Bite that girl.
Is this really the right time for that salsa line?
What choice do we have? We have to keep pushing forward until we can't.
Since the bank isn't going to give us an extension on the loan, let's use that money to pay back rent. It buys time to raise revenue. Maybe we could crowdfund.
My parents came from nothing, Mark. I'm not going to ask for handouts when I know there are other people who need it more than I do. Besides, this is Valentina's vision for my parents' dream. I can't not do this. Crap her tuition.
Don't worry about it.
I have to go to the financial aid office. They're not going to accept, hey, we suddenly can't pay this anymore as an excuse. What am I going to say?
I paid it.
What?
We're in this together. I got you.
I am not putting up with this anymore. Man, LA Story did not age well as a movie.
I'm definitely team Big S, Little A, Little N, Big D, Little E, Big E.
Pero qué? They have nothing in common together. He barely knows her.
Guys, it's just a movie.
He's freaking getting advice from a freeway sign.
Sometimes you just need to listen to the sign.
Thank you.
You always take his side. Well, okay, whatever. I don't care how this movie ends.
I'm going to bed.
Don't stay up too late. Good night, Mark.
Guess it's time to hit the sack. Try to get some rest, okay?
Yeah.
We're gonna get through this. Like the last time.
Thanks. I know.
I know the circumstances aren't ideal, but I miss this. You, us, late nights together.
Good night, Mark.
Yeah, okay. Good night.
Hey, Chesun. I think you're on your afternoon shift right now. By the time you get this, I'll probably be asleep. Sorry, I've been hard to reach lately. Things at the restaurant took a hard left turn, and it's been really stressful. We got a new landlord, and they jacked up the rent on us. I don't know what to do. I really wish I could see you right now.
Delete this message.
I can't send this. I sound crazy.
Message deleted.
Hey, Chesun, sorry. I haven't been able to talk much this week. The salsa line's been keeping me busy and... All good, though. Can't complain. Okay, gonna go to sleep now. Miss you.
Loneliness has a way of isolating you. You start to believe that no one understands you. And if no one understands you, why would you reach out? Once you've bought into that lie, there's no escape. It just spins you around and around until you believe of the millions and millions of people living on this planet, you truly are alone.
Oye,
¿cómo está usted?
Love and Norebang is produced by Sonoro and the Mashup Americans. Executive produced by Camila Victoriano and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro, and Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer for the Mashup Americans. Directed by Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer. Written by Quincy Cho and Anthony Aguilar. Supervising producer Sofia de Antuniano. Project manager Shelby Sandlin. Post-production supervisor, Israel Perez Piz. Story editor, Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer. Script coordinator, Paula Estrada. Casting by Camila Victoriano, Amy S. Choi, and Rebecca Lehrer. Casting directors, Natalie Ballesteros, Alan Luna, and Michelle Adams. Audio engineer, Manny Bulnes. Dialogue editor, Daniel Padilla. Sound designer and Foley artist, Manny Bulnes. Music editor, Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score, Laura Cruz. Assembly and mixdown, Manny Bulnes. Original song, Underneath the Lights, by Laura Cruz, with vocals by Jen Kwok and additional production by Jen Kwok and Jody Shelton. Mastering by Alex DeWinter. Performances in this episode by Justin H. Min, Francia Raiza, Randall Park, Emily Tosta, Rafael Torres, Steve Lim, Will Choi, and Phil Yu.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.